Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. How can single mothers become financially independent? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. My answer to that question is budget like you really mean it. Work to build an emergency fund of at least 6 months worth of living expenses that is used only for extreme emergency. Commit to continuing to learn more about your money and how it can work for you. Invest in yourself and your child by buying property that is yours now, rather than thinking it's better to wait for someone to come along and share the responsibility with you. Get your free annual credit reports from all three credit bureaus every year. Read them and challenge in writing anything on them that isn't yours. Control credit card use by charging only what you can afford to pay off at the end of the month. Bigger items, of course, will take a little longer, but the idea is the same. Stay in control. Always pay bills on time every month. And if you can't make a payment, call the lender and work out a resolution. Ignoring it will only cause your credit history and score damage. One final suggestion, teach your children what you're learning about money and practice good money habits with them. The best lesson a single mom can give her child about money is pay yourself first, which simply means whatever money you get or earn, put a portion of it into savings. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with The Family in Mind.